All right, welcome back to News Talk 1480 WHBC, Canton's Morning News, and we're about 9 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we wanted to have a great discussion this morning about Canton City Schools Black History Month celebration. They're going to have a wonderful event coming up this Thursday night from 6 until 7:30 in the Great Court at the Canton Cultural Center for the Arts, and they've got some distinguished alumni that they're going to be honoring. And right now, I believe that we have with us Terrence Jones, who is the McKinley graduation coach. And Terrence has been helping out with this. And also Deidre Stokes Davis is the director of human resources. She's been working for a long time doing this and organizing the event. And I see Terrence is here with me this morning. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So, you know, I know that you guys have been working on this. This is an exciting event, to say the least. You know, Canton City Schools have some wonderful, very esteemed alumni, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. From the history of Canton City, from all four different high schools back in the day, we actually have some great success stories.
Yeah, some wonderful success stories. And I know that there are going to be three members of Canton City Schools that are going to be honored on Thursday night. Can you tell me who those folks are?
So yes, they're all proud graduates of McKinley High School, Steve Beatty, Candace Young, and Dwayne Broyles.
And Steve Beatty is a Food Network famous chef, isn't he?
Yo, absolutely. Known nationally and just basically has came out with an exciting new seasoning line that has just really put him on the map. And again, a proud product of the district.
Yeah, I had no idea. And I'm a huge fan of the Food Network. Huge fan.
Wow.
And really never knew his history. So I'm excited about that. Also, we talk about Candace Young. Tell us a little bit about Candace.
I mean, well, Candace is just a young lady who I remember back from high school who was focused and serious about business, went on to Spelman College and graduated with their master's and now works in a leadership role in Microsoft out in Seattle, Washington.
Wow. And she's been doing a lot of things with Xbox, too, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on it, fam. She has.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And then, of course, we have Dwayne Broyles. And I know Dwayne's trying to get on with us this morning, but we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. And I wish that we could have him with us. But he's a 2000 McKinley High grad who basketball star extraordinaire there.
Absolutely. Not only a graduate of the school, but went on to, I believe, George Mason and graduated from there, played overseas. But the unique thing about Dwayne, and which I find to be very exciting, is not only is he back here in the States, but he runs a mental health agency that provides therapy for children and youth. And not only in Canton and Akron and Cleveland, but just even that work in itself, we know how important that is nowadays, just to see him as a leader of an organization that is providing that much needed service.
James Madison University, I think.
I knew it was one of those, but I couldn't click and I didn't read the bio again. My apologies.
Only because I have the information right in front of me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, excuse that little blip.
That's okay. And so this is an event that's going to be Thursday night, as I had mentioned, and it's going to be at the in the Great Court at the Cultural Center for the Arts. And can anyone attend this if they would like to come and see the event?
Absolutely. It is open to the general public. That's the whole premise behind why the district actually, one of the reasons why the district offers the Black History Program. Number one, not just only to celebrate the freedom and equality of Blacks, but more importantly, just the impact and the contributions that we have and the strides we've made, but also for students so that they can be able to see firsthand the progress, but more importantly, to see examples of success. But absolutely, the general public is invited to come out to be able to see the program as a whole, more importantly, but to even see some of our recipients of the Pathfinders Award.
Yeah, and that's funny. I was thinking about the students too. What an opportunity for them to see and recognize this success and say, hey, that could be me someday. That would be an awesome thing.
You know, our superintendent is real big up on it. He has a tagline. Him and J.R. Rinaldi, they always use it all the time, and that is you can get there from here. And I really expound on that all the time with young people because we have a lot of examples who are products of the district who actually can be an example, like you said, to show them that they can actually get there, wherever that there is, whatever that dream is, wherever that destination is. You know, if you're a product of our district, we believe we equip them and prepare them to be able to get to the next level.
All right. Well, we're going to put this information on our website as well, but folks can go to Canton City Schools website and get information. It's ccsdistrict.org. And I would love for folks to be able to go there and check out these wonderful people. And I'm so glad, Terrence, that we got you on this morning.
And I'm just a co-chair. Dee Stokes Davis, who's the director of HR, is the actual chair of the event. And so she's been responsible for the whole organization of it, her and her team. I'm just here to lend some support. One of my roles at the district is working closely with high school students. And so I've just been very involved with making sure kids are engaged in the project.
Yes, and thank you to Deidre. We appreciate everything she does.
Thursday at 6 o'clock, we hope to see everyone there.
All right. Thank you, Terrence.
Hey, no, Pam. Thank you for allowing us to promote it.